Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Tuesday morning. You have a table at the steakhouse, and thanks for being with us. I'm Steak, that's Sandra. Neither one of us were here yesterday. I don't have to tell you that. I know you listen every week. We know you're listening. We know you're keeping tabs on us. We know you know that I was out of town. You know all that stuff. And good to see you, Miss Sandy.
Likewise. How was your trip? This was the guy's trip. You've been golfing. I want to hear all about it. How did you do?
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Last time I saw you, you lost your voice in the middle of the show.
I know, wasn't it?
Literally.
That yeah.
We had to take you off the air, which has only happened in my radio career a couple of times. And normally, it wasn't because someone was losing their voice. They were finding their tequila, and it was maybe we were in Vegas or somewhere, and I was
hilarious.
Like, we may need you to get off the radio. Anyways.
Oh, that was funny.
Well, you sound fine. You sound good.
It came back like Sunday-esque, but it took
a few days, huh?
Yeah it's what going around, apparently, this little throat bug, and laryngitis is a part of it.
You get an antibiotic, just knocks it out?
No, I took silver spray, which usually works right away, and it did not, so... Oh.
So though you just had to not talk?
Yeah, she's like, an antibiotic's not going to work. It's not a viral or it's not a bacterial.
So you literally could not...
I watched way too much Braves in Florida State. I literally shut her down for a few days and didn't do a thing. Went into my room and just shut her down.
Really?
So, yeah.
Do you get depressed or down at all when you're like not active and you can't move around? Or you do like...
I enjoy it. As you know, loud and active as I am.
Did you just describe watching the Braves as enjoyable this weekend and against the Giants?
Is that why you immediately shifted to depressing? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they were in it for three games and then they weren't, right? The one-run games of the Braves,
I know. It was really something.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Anyways, I was running around on Sea Island, never been before. So I was just
how many
scores.
Of you were there?
There were six of us.
That's so great.
We were celebrating a buddy of mine who had a big life event, very successful life event. So he took away his best friends to celebrate his sale of his company. And I was like, I'm going to do a great job. I'm going to do the best job spending your money.
Congratulations.
That's what I told him. There's nobody that you can count on better than me to spend your money.
Yep.
So let's get to work
that.
No, we had a great time, trying to, get to play more golf. And we went to this golf academy in Sea Island and had great meals and did all these kind of fancy things. And I'd never been to that neck of the woods, South Georgia.
Yeah.
Never seen St. Simon, never been to Sea Island. Saw a bunch of listeners there. You know, there was a buddy of his that's from out of town, who was his business associate, and guys kept walking up to me and recognizing me at the golf course. And I'm not, trying to be, I mean, when you're on the air for 30 years in Atlanta, that happens. He's like, dude, why do all these people know
that's
you?
That's so cute, yeah.
What's going on? I was like, I'm on television in Atlanta. These people are from Atlanta.
Yes.
That's what's going on. But, so I had a lot of fun. If you follow me on Instagram, I went to a ridiculous barbecue place yesterday. Ridiculous. Southern Soul in St. Simon. If anybody's been, it was awesome right before we flew back. So loved that part of it. And it's just, it reminded me a little of Kiowa and just classic Southern architecture and these beautiful trees that hang over.
I'm shocked you haven't been there before. I really was, because I know so many of our listeners are that's their stop. That's where they go.
So anyways, that was...
How was the golf? You're kind of bearing... Do you love golf now? Were you good? Were you better than
you
thought?
You can't love golf until I am more respectful. No, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. And now there's too many things in my head because I went to a golf academy.
Oh, boy.
So I've been going to Bobby Jones to take lessons here.
Right.
But now
right.
I got a whole new group of people with a whole new thing.
Oy.
So I tried to implement that. And then by the back nine, I said, the best thing I can do right now, the most effective way to handle this is to start drinking transfusions. And that was my choice of, like, I got her in my head from yesterday. I got this guy in my head, Jason.
Wait, Wait a minute. Was it a female instructor?
Well, we had two instructors and six of us.
Wow.
Right out of, yeah, so they'd go back and forth with us.
Okay.
So I just had too many voices in my head, which, mm-hmm. you know, as a neurotic person, I always have a lot of voices in my head anyway. In this case, it was just golf people. So I just, like, let's just get us the transfusions, right? Just
now, don't get offended when I'm about to say this. And I'm probably stupid because I've never had one. That transfusion looks like a girly drink.
Yeah.
It is purple and kind of frou-frou with a lot of stuff in it. Usually men just are like a beer or a vodka soda. And Bo is a bartender, right? So this transfusion.
Yeah, please set her.
This is a huge golf course drink.
Yes.
But it's also very refreshing. I saw we give away a lot of these on Sundays, a lot of transfusions on day games.
Go ahead. It's revival, it's air of the dog, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From the night before.
Ginger ale, grape juice, vodka, a little lime.
You said
it's very simple, very refreshing drink.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not, and man, I don't mind you saying it, but it's not a girly drink. It's an awesome drink.
So do they make the drink for you on the golf course?
Well,
or do they put it, in a can? What's going on?
No, they're making it. Controversy was there was no cart girls at Sea Island, so everybody has to have a caddy. So you go out there with a caddy, and I was like, bro, instead of helping me by telling me I'm 140 away, I may want to use a 9, here's a better choice. Go rustle up some cocktails. And that's what I was like, that's the best thing you can do for us right
that's
now.
Hilarious.
And that guy.
That caddy was so happy.
He was on it. And then we were like, hey, you know we don't care. He's like, I can drink with you guys? I was like,
that's so good.
Hell yeah.
Good for you.
After having to watch my game.
Yeah.
So, no, transfusions are amazing.
Okay.
It might be my favorite thing about golfing now. So we'll do a thing on 10 o'clock about it. Hey, Wes Durham will join us in a little bit. We're going to talk about Falcons. Also talk about college baseball. And dare I say, it's the first 9 at 9 where we can say this
in a long time. It's a Christmas miracle. Braves win, snapping that 7-game skid. They put 7 on the Brewers, and Chris Sale was fabulous. 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, gave up 5 hits and a run through 103 pitches. He was magical. Home runs, yes, please. Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Eli White. It was awesome. They'll do it again today. Make it 2 in a row, please. Grant Holmes, Quinn Priester on the mound tonight at 7:40.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're way, way too talented to be one of the worst teams in baseball, and that's what you are. I mean, your record says who you are, one of the worst stretches I ever remember. The one-run game, just disaster that we've been in the middle of, the walk-offs that we've been in the middle of. I thought we were going to get out of it in San Francisco in game one after the debacle from the day game, and we blew that lead on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't win with Chris Sale, you ain't ever going to win. So, yeah, Chris Sale is absolutely spectacular. There's nothing about him different from last year. Would you agree, Bo? I mean, his stuff, the last 7-8 starts are same as Cy Young stuff, maybe
better.
Yeah,
he just needed a little warm weather. He's looking exactly the same guy he was. Did a little rough start. His last few outings have been fantastic.
Oh, he's been amazing.
Him on the mound last night, he was so in control of all things baseball. In fact, the Brewers manager, if you listen to him afterwards, Matt Murphy, he went on and on about Chris Sale for, I want to say, 3 minutes. Of, like, you can't do anything against Chris Sale.
Well, I think it must
like
be
that.
Amazing to watch a guy that you've watched now 3 different iterations of his career in Chicago
as
a dominant starter for the White Sox, kind of a mid-run with the Red Sox where he does win a World Series, and then now his last iteration probably in Atlanta, and to see him as good. I mean, he's better than he's ever been in his career, and they need it, and they need to win. Listen, it's real simple. They need to win 12 out of 14. I just was watching the Rays last night because the Red Sox had Roman Anthony, number one prospect in all of baseball, came up. The Devil Rays are 15-4 in their last 19. The Twins won 13 in a row at one point. My point is we need to have one of those runs, right?
Yeah.
We need to do forget about the Dodgers and Padres. Like if the Devil Rays are, the Rays are doing it, and other teams, we can do this.
Yeah.
Get on a run, go 13-3, get back to five. I mean, like, you know, I'm seeing lesser teams do it, and we have to be able to do the same.
Totally agree. Falcons mandatory minicamp beginning today through Thursday. Yes, Kirk Cousins is supposed to be there. A lot of players were also there on Monday. Wes Durham will join us at 9:20. What to look for, and may we please not talk about Kirk Cousins the entire, goodness, offseason again. NHL playoffs last night. What a beatdown. Panthers win in their home building, beat down the Oilers 6-1, pulled their goalie top early in the third, gave up 5 goals on 23 shots. Physicaled. They were out-physicaled on every level. I had two
Edmonton,
TVs on.
It got super chippy. Edmonton got a bunch of guys in the box. The Florida Panthers are one of the great. You know, we did a whole show last Thursday. I did a show about franchises that have earned your trust and that you just know every year. Some of the Braves and Kirby. Mm-hmm. Like last 8 years, you said we're competing for a title. That's what it's like being a Florida Panther fan. I mean, they're just an incredible franchise. They had Brad Marchand during the season. He's been unbelievable for them. Edmonton, the greatest player in hockey, needs to step up in game 4. That, of course, is Connor McDavid.
Game 3, NBA Wednesday night. It's not till tomorrow night in Indianapolis as the ratings are released for this final stake. They are the lowest NBA finals in 27 years.
Wow.
27 years.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah. You and I know enough about this stuff. You have the wrong markets. You don't have star power. The biggest star you have is just not out there enough in SGA. You know, it's not a rivalry. It's obscure teams. It's not well, it was close game in game 1 with a comeback, but it's not there. It's not where it needs to be.
Also note, Atlanta Dream hosting Indiana Fever tonight. No Caitlin. She is not going to play. I don't know if she's coming for the game or not, but they're playing that at the Gateway Center if you wanted to just go down and enjoy some basketball. But Caitlin officially out for tonight.
All right. That's the 9 at 9. Steak and Sandy back together again. Tomorrow, Rusty's in for Sandy. Then we get Sandy rest of the week. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Drew and Abe for filling in yesterday. When we come back, let's talk to Wes Durham. He's the voice of the Falcons. He called some regionals for college baseball. I am fascinated. There are a couple of stories in college baseball that are going to make Omaha a lot of fun. I'm bothering Wes on his vacation, but he said he'll chat about a number of those topics. We just think it'll be a nice way to start our show. I'm Steak, she's Sandra. It's the Steakhouse, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. So, you know, it's what happens. You haven't seen Sandy in a while. I was off the air just for a day, but I got a lot to talk about in our brain. The Steakhouse, the fastest 2 hours in radio, the highest rated sports talk radio show in town. Great listeners, great energy, fun time of year, and we got a lot to touch on. And then I didn't even know this guy's on vacation, and I didn't know where he was on vacation, and he agreed to come on. And then I find out he's in my neck of the woods up there in downtown Boston.
No better time
of year to be there than now. And he's also the voice of the Atlanta Falcons. He joins us, Wes Durham. Wes, thanks for coming on, buddy. What's the vacation look like? How long are you gone for?
Just a couple days. That's why I didn't. I mean, I'm not hassling you. I'm actually up here. Do you know why I'm really here? For a bucket list.
I love it. Are you doing the duck tour? Are you doing the historical tour? What are you doing? You're in Boston, right?
Vicky and I, yeah, we came up here. Vicky and I decided on a whim a couple months ago we would do a couple nights in Boston, and we both love this area. You gave me the ultimate restaurant tip one time here, Santarpio's. I don't need any more.
Right. Oh, that's that East Boston pizza. I will say this. It's a little touristy, but the Freedom Trail is tremendous.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to take that tour, it's supposed to be awesome.
Okay. I'm going to be 60 in January, Steak. I've never been to Fenway Park, and I'm going tonight.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's the headline. Woo! That is the headline. This is one of the esteemed voices in America. His first trip ever to Fenway. You're not sitting up on the monster. Who got you your tickets? Where'd you go get tickies?
Bought them online.
Look at you, just like an average guy. See, like Sandra says.
Ricky and I are going to sit. We're going to sit somewhere in the neighborhood behind home plate because I hear those are really good seats. And
yeah, you're going to see the number one prospect in baseball tonight.
I can't wait.
Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony got the call up last night and played in the game. They lost last night to the Rays, but we got here last night.
I love it.
going to walk to the ballpark from here at Copley Square and enjoy the rest of the evening.
You got a cool wife. Vicky is a, awesome. I mean, he's kind of cool, but he's not as cool as his wife. We know
she's
that.
Cool.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, Sandy's fast friends. Vicky's got a lot of friends. Sandy be on that list.
Yeah,
sure.
Vicky's so awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
A lot of quick things to touch on. I think that the College World Series, the fact that, is that right, Sandra? Eight brand new teams.
That weren't there last year.
That weren't there last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Pretty remarkable.
It's never happened before. And one repeat team from year to year.
You know, as we watch football and go, like, it's just not a fair playing field to be in college baseball and not only see Murray State and Coastal Carolina, but eight new teams in Omaha.
So good.
How cool is that, Wes?
Well, I think it's great. And it's one of the things I kind of posed this morning on Twitter is, like, you know, does this kind of change your mind about what we're talking about all the time with the core sports of certainly men's and women's basketball and football? And you got to remember, Coastal Carolina won the national championship 9 years ago. Gary Gilmore was the coach back then. Guy did a phenomenal job, Hall of Fame career. And they support baseball in a way that only really kind of like the top power schools in the country do. Coastal does. And I think that has to do with Joe Moglia, you know, being their AD at times and still a big influence in their campus. But I would take Murray State as kind of the, you know, that can show you the old-fashioned way still works. I would also throw in there, too, I think Oregon State.
Yeah.
You know, for all the trials and tribulations of Oregon State and Washington State, especially with the realignment and the landscape and everything else, you know, for that program to be back where it was a decade and change ago, winning national championships at the College World Series, I think that's quite a statement. Louisville, it's a bounce back for Dan McDonald. He's had did not have a great regular season, had some injuries. They fought through them. At UCLA, they've got financial problems. They don't talk about them very much. Massive debt in their athletic department. Their baseball program is the best offensive team in the country. I think Arkansas is maybe the best team in Omaha. I'm sure a lot of people would be counter to that, but I think Arkansas is a really, really good, talented baseball team. I think LSU is really good, and I think it's going to be great drama. Arizona upsetting Carolina and Chapel Hill. Carolina picked a bad weekend to have bad pitching. And I think it's going to be terrific. And the event itself, having been there one time with Georgia Tech 20-odd years ago at the old ballpark, let alone the new place downtown, I would tell you this. If you're a college fan or you're a fan of sports, period, and you want to go to, like, the top 10 events in the country, everybody should go to Omaha one time. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal experience.
What's the best part about it?
Oh, I think at the old Rosenblatt Stadium, it was the neighborhood tailgating. I mean, the parking lot in left field of old Johnny Rosenblatt Stadium had all the RVs and everything you would see at any kind of major college football game. But now the walkability of everybody to stay in their hotels and just stay downtown around the market in Omaha, and the facility at what they call the Chuck, Charles Schwab Field, is just tremendous. Yeah. And the real feel of the neighborhood is gone. But kind of like the mixed use that we have here in Atlanta with Truist Park is alive and well, really, in Omaha. I think the restaurants embrace it. The community's done a phenomenal job with the steak and cracker.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just unbelievable how good the event is in Omaha. It's so hard to believe that 15 years ago they were talking about maybe moving it to some other city.
Wow.
Given how good it is for for Omaha and certainly Eastern Nebraska,
they call it their mini Super Bowl that they put on yearly,
and they should.
Yeah,
they do. I mean, I'm in all honesty, it doesn't matter what eight go, they're going to turn it out the right way.
Yeah,
and it's almost like they use the Big Ten tournament now and the old Big 12 tournament when Nebraska was in the Big 12. They use the Big Ten tournament as kind of like the volunteer tune-up.
Yeah,
for the College World Series. And they treat those teams just like they do the College World Series teams. And if Nebraska plays in the Big Ten tournament, which they did this year, they end up with 17,000 people at the championship game.
Western.
Now, they're going to have, you know, they're going to start on Friday. I think it starts at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be remarkable how many people are in the ballpark at 1 o'clock, I guess, on a Friday afternoon to watch Coastal and Arizona play.
Wes Durham with us on Sports Radio 92.9. I don't want to spend a ton on it. I don't understand it. I guess I'm not smart enough. But the rulings late last week, the NIL stuff.
Oh, the House settlement?
Yeah. Can you give me anything simple?
Cliff notes that dummies can understand. Please.
Yeah, like who does it help or hurt? What does it do? Well, what does it do or not do?
Best part, worst part.
Well, the best part is that seemingly everybody falls under a salary cap, if you want to call the settlement a salary cap. So what it does is it's a $20.5 million budget, shared revenue budget. And every school has to commit to the $20.5 million. And that's a bit of a jump. We could have a longer discussion about that. But for me, what it does is it puts in place guidelines. It puts in place some things that you can at least build some structure and governance around, Steak and Sandra. I'm still not sure we're building a lot of structure and governance, which is my bigger problem.
Does that mean that Purdue has the same payroll cap as Ohio State out of the Big Ten?
In theory, it does. Now, here's the added part. Can Ohio State and Purdue go out and create another collective on the outside and still throw more money into it? Yes.
Yeah, and that's where Ohio State – and now they're saying
that
at least –
Ohio State and Texas and all these schools reportedly at football budgets over $35 million – yeah, that can still happen.
And you have to prove that there's actual a service being rendered in some level.
Yeah.
They're going to police it, right?
The other thing I would add to you guys is that this College Sports Commission is trying to get more authenticity to what is actually happening from a contract situation. This is, you know, it's liable to become much more public, not the rumored, well, X is making this.
Right.
Quarterback wise making that, we're now probably running closer to actual, you know, what those dollar figures are going to be for NIL and the fact that they have to be approved by the commission and things of that nature. That's the part about this that we're working our way toward more professionalism than anything else.
It's all more positive. It's still going to take time, but anything that tries to rein it in a little bit in any level is a good thing. All right, we only got 2 minutes left. Are you of the notion that Kirk Cousins, where he sits today at mandatory, like now that the quarterbacks are out, you know, Aaron Rodgers was the last piece, might as well have the best quarterback room in the NFL and stop talking about it and let's just go to work because we have the best backup in the NFL and it doesn't look like anybody needs him as a starter.
Yeah, not right now at least. And if somebody goes down in August or somebody goes down in the preseason, then, you know, he'll be a name that'll surface quickly. I don't know. I don't expect him to do any kind of media involving the minicamp. Don't think you'll hear from him very much. Maybe once or twice if August, you know, when things develop in August. But it is what it is. And I think everybody at Flowery Branch has been fairly candid about, you know, what it is in terms of the football purpose of this. The contract is another issue. And there have been reports, and you guys, I'm sure, have talked about all this, all the reports saying what Atlanta would like in exchange. And I don't see any problem with it from a financial standpoint. If you're going to trade for him, here's what it's going to take. I totally understand that. And that's smart math on Terry Fontenot's part. You know, Michael Penix looked ready to go. And I think I'm excited about where he may go for a second year. I'm really excited to see kind of where the defense falls with Brick on this too, because I thought they did a terrific job with not just Walker and Pierce. I thought Xavier Watts was a complete steal, and I'm excited about Billy Baldwin and his versatility as well.
Anybody else coming back that it's put up or shut up or maybe takes the next step? Because we all know offense should be fine. We got two number ones, but is there anybody coming back that next step – could be the difference in winning a division?
I think we're kidding ourselves if we don't watch Kyle Pitts from day one and say, okay, what's this going to be? Right? I mean, we've talked about it since he arrived here. There have been highs and there have been lows, probably more lows than highs, but what is this going to be in probably what is his most pivotal year as a pro football player?
Anybody defensive side, give me one name.
Oh, let's see. I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the other corner spot. How does the corner spot work out opposite A.J. Terrell?
Yeah. All right.
I think if you're going to watch something once camp opens in August, and I don't know if they're going to bring the fans back in the numbers they did prior to with the expansion that's gone on out there. We've all seen it. It's phenomenal what that facility's become, right?
Yeah.
But I would say this. If you're going to bring fans back, people want to watch the other side of A.J. Terrell.
All right,
what does that ultimately become, I think?
Have a great time at Fenway Park. I'd love to follow Wes on Twitter. I'm sure he'll have great stuff from that. Say hi to your lovely wife, and thanks for coming on.
Okay, guys. Take care. Have a great summer.
Always a pleasure. Wes Durham, touching on college baseball, a little NIL, and the Falcons. Mandatory camp opens up. Steak and Sander, when we come back, can you deal with a bad baseball team all summer long? How does that feel? How does that make you feel? And can we turn it around? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steak and Sandra, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We kind of did our version of the tailgate, which is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, right? We talked about 8 brand new teams in the College World Series in Omaha, and then the NIL ruling, which I kind of was what I thought, which is they're going to set a cap on the payroll, but then you can pay above it with NIL, but you can't just make, you know, stuff up about athletes actually doing something they're not doing. Listen, it just starts to get some governors on, which is a completely out of control situation. And then there's the back pay thing, which I don't understand, which I don't think our listeners care that much about to talk about.
No, but I definitely am intrigued by it.
Yeah.
In terms of if I'm Brock Bowers, I'm going to go like, hey, wondering.
Name
I need to come get my money. Jordan Travis at Florida State. At, you know, pickaschool.com. And where's my money? And what
how
I meant to this
money,
program? And how
who's
do they
entitled
divide it
to
up?
What? It's a back pay or whatever you want to call it over a certain period where you
2016 through 2024. There's 2.8 billion with a B available.
Sounds exhausting.
It does,
to figure
and it's
that out.
Ridiculous.
It's like
the 60,000 feet above. What it looks like to me with the creation of this College Sports Commission, and now we have a new czar, Brian Cini. It kind of says that the NCAA, yeah, we're going to need you to not be existing anymore. It doesn't seem like they have a purpose when it comes to college sports.
I just think that the modern-day NIL, how it affects your team, matters. But for us to spend time when you turn your radio on Sports Talk Radio, you want us to entertain you. You want us to talk about things that are going on that are fun, relevant to Atlanta. What's the, you know, hot sports conversation? Like, the whole swirl around paying college athletes, what they get paid previously, going backward to figure that out, how this thing is managed. You know, if you're the college network on satellite radio, maybe you're going to spend, you know, time on it. I just think that, like, listen, we it's hard to even get your arms around. Rusty will be here tomorrow. How does it affect Georgia? How does it affect Georgia Tech? How does it affect the ACC? And how does it affect the balance of power? Like, that's really all that matters. Once the games start, we all know, is jacked up. College basketball, it's just awful. Awful how there's 5 kids from 5 different schools that play together for 1 year and then they all disperse again. Georgia going through that again. They have to rebuild their whole roster at Georgia, but everybody's having to do it. It's not good. St. John's and Patino this year had every guy on there was a portal guy, right? So yep. As much as I don't like what it does to sports, when the games are being played, people still care a lot about it, and that's what we're going to stick to for the most part. When this stuff is going to affect these local schools, then we're going to try to explain them to you best that we can. We're not that smart.
I find it a buzzkill.
Yeah, I agree.
I just want to know, what are you doing for the first game? Florida State, Alabama, am I going? Am I not going? I don't really care what they're making. I don't care.
Yeah, I care as it affects who can compete and who cannot, right? And what I'm hearing is Texas has more money than anybody else, Texas oil money. They got way more billionaires in Texas than in Alabama. That's going to affect the balance of power. So does that get that under control? And by the way, I saw that with Texas, and where did they end up, right? Georgia, same thing. They're up against it with Texas. I've heard off the record.
Listen, I don't care what tier you want to look at, Steak, or how you want to slice the pie. There's the haves and the have-nots.
Oh, of course.
And there's going to be the dirty dozen that is up there that can win it. And there, you can call it a collective. You can call it bags and money. It's a different animal. I don't care how they slice it.
But
that's
it wasn't any
on.
Different 15 years ago. So Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia's now in the mix. It was Tennessee, Florida, Michigan, Florida State.
Well, it was a couple of different candidates, but you're right.
I mean Florida State should be a have, should they not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, anyway.
Yes. Yeah,
let's get off of that. Right?
All right.
Let's figure out
You're going to bet the College World Series. Right.
Well, no, we're going to talk about College World Series, the tennis, the NBA Finals, the NHL. I got a little bit of tidbits on all that stuff. And we're going to make it entertaining. I told you I went to some crazy barbecue restaurant. We'll get into all that. But the Atlanta Braves, when I was on the air last, and I've been doing this for a long time, and this includes winning World Series. This includes winning, you know, the most dramatic games in Braves history. I have never seen more phone calls at this radio station around the Braves than working last Friday, with Rusty.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday was the day game against mm-hmm. Arizona. Mm-hmm. Now, was that rock?
I'll recall 10-4. They were up by 6 runs in the 9th inning.
Yeah.
And lost.
It was the 10-4 game. Now, they lost 3 in a row to San Fran. I think they were all one-run games. Were they all one-run games? I know we blew the lead in the night.
First two were, I think the last one was.
Yeah, all 3 of them, right, Bo? Five straight losses, all one-run games.
Crazy.
So, like, I've never seen more phone calls to this radio station about the Braves. And rightfully so. I mean, that homestand was a disaster, and then it ended in a fashion. So I don't even call rock bottom getting swept by San Francisco. I mean, the Giants are a pretty good team. You're playing out on the road there. You were in those games, but I've never seen anything like it. Now, last night, Chris Sale takes the mound, and, you know, law of averages. You have Ronald Acuna in your lineup. You have Matt Olson in your lineup. You have Austin Riley and Ozzie Albies in your lineup. You're going to, at some point, have an offensive explosion like you did 5 days earlier, which was the final game of the homestand. You had a 10-run game. Then last night you had a 7-run game, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
So that's going to happen. It's not going to happen regularly. It's going to happen. So at a point they're going to win a game. So Chris Sale ended the losing streak. And now instead of 10 games under 500, you're 9 games under 500. How different is this summer if we don't get back in the mix? And can you deal with a summer and having a bad baseball team? I mean, when I say deal with it, it's like, okay, the anger, you know, I mean, I guess you're going to scream about SNIT and double A and, you know, you're going to lament, how did we end up here? But at the end of the day, it's summertime in Atlanta, and, you know, what you do is turn on the TV, it's 7:15, and you watch your baseball team. And a lot of cities don't have what we've had. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be angry or upset. But the Braves, you know the names on the uniform, and now you may be thinking about how great a rookie year can Drake Baldwin have? When does Spencer Strider show his velo that he showed, or does it come back at all? Can Chris Sale match the season he had a year earlier? What guy do we need to think about moving in the offseason? Is this the last month of Brian Snicker's managerial career? I mean, those will all be conversations and things, but we will not be talking about getting in the playoffs and beating out the Phillies and the Mets and the Dodgers and the Cubs and any of those teams that are having great runs. Now, I'm not telling you that's – odds are that's closer to this summer than not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Odds are that's what's going to be happening. So, I don't know. It's a new thing for us, right? It's a new thing for Atlanta to deal with. We'll talk about it in a second, but let's have Snit talk about Chris Sale and how badly last night was needed for Atlanta.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Get the Odyssey app, man. I ain't kidding. I haven't talked to my mom. She's listening on the app. Good morning, Mom. She left town. I was away with my boys. But it's a great way to say hi to her. And the Odyssey app is something you need to have. The best interviews, the best conversations, access to the shows and podcasts at any point in time. Jump on the Odyssey app. Also, listen to other sports stations around the country anytime you need to. And speaking of those other cities, Sandra and I are here. There's a lot of things going on this morning that hopefully as you're driving around Atlanta may interest you. I just posted. I had a golf weekend, and I'm starting to become a better golfer, right? The problem is I took these lessons. I'm in the academy over at Bobby Jones, and then I got a lesson at Sea Island. Mm-hmm. For two hours, and my head. By the time
were you
I got
the only one getting the lesson,
no, it was
or
five others.
Okay, gotcha.
Two instructors, five of us. Beautiful setting, right there on the water, on the ocean, and you know, 9 a.m. to you know, spending a couple hours on these two classic, you know, old time golf instructors. But by the time I got to the course on Sunday, my brain was filled with way too much. Mm-hmm. So every time I got up to either, you know, hit my driver or, you know, be on the fairways or even on the putting green, I had all these voices in my head. And I have voices in my head anyway. Usually it's not about golf, right? Mm-hmm. It's just called anxiety, right?
That's right.
So now I had all these voices in my head. Is there one or two things that you've been told about golf that is the best advice and the simplest, other than just try to have fun and don't overthink it? The best advice I ever got is if you're bad, play fast. If you're worse, play faster, right?
Oh, don't I get have, it. Right? Yeah, don't hold everybody up. Yeah.
Just have fun, right? Mm-hmm. But is there one or two pieces of advice that's the best golf advice you ever got? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. You know, the one thing I could do with anybody I played with is get off the tee. Drive, you know, not crazy, 250, get out. And, you know, every so often use my ball for playing best ball or something. And then it fell apart. My driver fell apart. Now I'm frustrated. Now I'm listening to that person and that person. Everybody's giving me advice. And finally, I just told my caddy, I told you this earlier, the best thing you can do for me is not tell me our distance to the hole. It's how do we get a transfusion. No cart girls on this course at Sea Island Plantation.
Now, why do you think that is?
That's a great question. I don't know. We're playing a Sunday afternoon at a classic
anybody
course.
Anybody know these things that are
so
important?
The best advice
why
was...
Why were there no cart girls at Sea Island?
Yeah, I gave the best advice.
Do they have cart girls at Augusta? If you play the Masters, if you're... Not the Masters, obviously. You play Augusta
If you get
course,
invited to play Augusta,
is
there somebody there serving you drinks? That is a great question. That's another one. Anybody playing Augusta?
Let us know.
And what's the best cocktail entertainment / situation that you've ever had on a golf course? So I just told this caddy, the best advice I can give you is find transfusions and find them quickly, and you will find yourself financially in a much better position than how your day started, right?
That's great.
And that dude, I mean, when I tell you within six, he made a phone call, some dude came flying down from the bar at the, 19th hole. And next thing you know, everybody in my group had a transfusion, and the day got progressively better. And is transfusion the greatest thing to happen to golf since Tiger Woods? Another question. 404-726-0929.
In times like these, I turn to Mike Bell, which he has chimed in.
Okay, 404-726-0929 on a couple of those issues. If you're playing Augusta, does somebody serve you drinks while you're on the course?
What? No cart girls. Is this Iran?
Yeah. No, I know. It was like, I don't know what's going on here.
Funny.
Maybe you don't understand the word boys golf trip. Boys golf trip. You know, as I said, my buddy was celebrating a big moment in his life. I said, I'm going to spend this money of you just sold your company for you. So I don't know what it was, probably whatever the greens fee, whatever the fee was to get on the course. But yeah, there was no car girls. So that was a factor. Right. So sound off on that. I also just put this up on Instagram, getting a huge response on Twitter as well. A phenomenal, you know how you roll into a city and everybody knows one restaurant there?
Yeah.
Like, and especially in like more off the beaten path. This place, Southern Soul Barbecue, I just posted. Everybody on social just pouring their love for this place. Number one spot, catered our rehearsal dinner, first spot when we get to St. Simon. That place is phenomenal. I had a meal there that was just the perfect way to end the weekend. So that's another thing when you go to like any of these golf towns, great meals. So watch that on social. The other thing is the NBA Finals, an all-time low in terms of ratings, right?
That's right. 27 years, lowest in 27 years.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Silver kind of knew when he's like, yes, would we rather have the Knicks in there in terms of ratings? But we have two spectacular young teams that are, blah, blah. I was like, dude, you can talk all you want. But Tyrese Halliburton and SGA is not going to get it done when LeBron James and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum and markets like New York, Boston, Chicago, Philly have been bad, but the Lakers and Golden State. Sorry, that's just how it goes. Even Dallas last year, Luka Doncic versus the Celtics. So figure out who you want to gamble on. Oklahoma City, a huge favorite to win this series. I think they righted the ship the other night. But that's why you have sports gambling. Although I'm not even joking. Like, I'm with those guys. I'm with five guys who were trying to go back to watch the game. Nobody had any interest in rooting either way. Like, literally, like, why would I care about Indiana?
I'm surprised you even went back to watch, except it probably was the only
thing
on.
The slow thing on the line was kind of, right. Let's just go back and watch the game. You're right. It wasn't like, Red Sox, Yankees are on, Oklahoma City, Indiana. But, like, there's nobody that has major. You don't say, I hate Tyrese Halliburton or screw Oklahoma City or but there's like no emotion. What do we always say about radio? The worst thing you can say about a radio guy is he's fine. I don't have any real strong feelings about it, right? That's a problem there. Mm-hmm. College World Series has eight new teams. That's interesting, right? And then I will say this, it is worth mentioning, we don't do it a lot, the French Open was the most ridiculous men's final, like all time.
Did you watch it live? I was thinking about you on your trip.
No, because we were on the golf course. I know,
golf cart.
I know. I was on the
failure.
I know. I'm missing the greatest tennis match ever, and I can't get a friggin' transfusion. And and I'm sending balls. I'm literally putting everybody in that golf course in peril. And I should have just sat in the clubhouse in the back nine and watched the tennis. But that tennis was ridiculous men's final. And then the women's final, you have Sabalenka having to apologize to Coco Gauff after saying that essentially she didn't win it, I lost it. And then Iga Swiatek, who she beat in the semis, would have gone on to win the final, which was an absolute shot at Coco Gauff indirectly. And she had to come out the next day, and I like what she said. I'm going to eat carbs and drink tequila for a few days.
Good for her.
Right? Yeah. And who doesn't want to go eat carbs and drink tequila? 404-726-0929. So those are just some of the things. Mickey and Ackworth. Hey, Mick, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Gus. Hey, how you doing, Gus?
Good, man.
Listen, as a former PGA Tour caddy for 15 years, I know your pain, and I've seen your pain with coaches and what they tell you and stuff like that. But I can honestly tell you, whatever you practice on the range, when you take it to the golf course, the best swing thought is no swing thought. Don't think about everything they've tried to teach you on the range, because you are going to confuse yourself like there's no tomorrow.
Dude, I mean, she changed my grip. She told me how far to work for the hole. Then she said, knees straight, bow from your hip before you hit it. I mean, like, I had, like, I had 15 different things in my head. What's that?
It's all too much. And that's the thing. They try to tell you about your grip. They try to tell you about your weight. They try to tell you about your left elbow. Right. They try to tell you about this, that, the other thing. And if you're going to be a good coach, you should just work on one thing at a time. You cannot work on 10 things at a time. So it's just, it's mind-boggling to me. I've been around golf my whole life.
Well, you've got
and it drives me crazy when I see coaches do that.
I'd love you to be my coach. Just the accent
alone.
I'd love
for you to be my coach, too. Yeah. Let's talk about that accent. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Australia.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Can you imagine?
All right, so.
I mean, he just strolls in, golfer. Yeah.
You know he's like a good-looking guy with a great
tan
from Australia.
I just know you are. In my mind, you really are. Well,
hey.
I do my podcast.
Are you married? Minutes, so. Are you married?
Three times now.
That accent
I can assure
does
you,
work.
It's a very expensive accent. I like giving away half.
Oh, dude, that's a struggle.
Wait, hey, call in to be our golf expert.
I was
going to
say we're gonna put you on hold. Hold on 1 second. Do they have golf? Okay. Do they have golf? Do they have? What did we just ask about Augusta?
Cart girls.
Are they serving you drinks if you play Augusta and like you're invited up by a member?
No, I don't believe so. I've never had the luxury of playing there.
No, but
it's actually the only major. It's only the major I've never caddied in.
What's your?
I finally doubt it.
Give me your top favorite courses, three courses that you've ever played.
Ever played or
caddy?
Either one.
Honestly, any British Open is amazing because the history and everything that goes along with it. It's incredible. It's fun. They're fun. They're amazing. The Waste Management, if you want to go there and just party like a rock star and watch some of the craziest shit you've ever seen in your life. It's nuts.
All right. And what about the most beautiful course?
Oh, it's Augusta National by far. Go and see. It's mind-boggling. The course they're playing this week is going to be absolutely incredible. I spoke to a couple of caddies last night about it. I don't think anyone under par will win that tournament this week.
All right, Mick.
Don't think anybody under par will win the tournament?
No. The rough is insane what they're dealing with there. All right, Mick, you're going to be our golf guy. We'll put you on hold. You're also going to give
Australian Mick. I love it.
Three times.
I do a podcast here with Dave Ashburn. I'm actually going to be down there later today. So if you've heard of Mick McCaddy, that's usually me that's on there. So.
All right, now we know. I was going to say, this isn't by chance here.
No, this is good.
This is not by chance. But we need your number.
Australian Mick.
We want to have
Mick,
you on this week. Most expensive.
I got you, brother. Anytime.
All right, buddy. Great advice across the board from Mick. 404-726-0929. Any other golf one-liners, tips, words to live by, whether it's on or off the course, have to do with golf or not. We'll come back. We'll belly up as well. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Hey, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, pressure washing at the highest level. As we get you going on, feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday for us because Sanders' first day of the week. I was off yesterday asking some important questions. Listen, I know there's all kinds of serious stuff going on out there in the world, but we're trying to figure out if transfusions, which Bo's going to take us through, is this the greatest thing to happen to golf since Tiger Woods? Also, one piece of advice or two pieces of advice. It's really humbling to have a forum where you could be saying, my golf game, I was overwhelmed with pieces of advice. I didn't know what to do. And then Billy Andre, who is not only one of the great guys of all time, but a spectacular golfer, won on the PGA Tour. He wins now on that Champions Tour. He's a longtime friend, and he responded as a great listener. Exhale before you swing. Breathe. Best tip I ever got. That's a guy that Arnold Palmer is a friend of his, right? This is Billy Andre. This is, you know, all-time commentator, too, when he wants to do the golf thing, and he's out there in the Champions Tour, and he said it. Best advice I ever got is exhale before you swing and breathe. Also, chiming in on Augusta National, I was asking about a cocktail cart. Not using the term cart girl. I could tell you that wasn't going to apply at Augusta. But do they have cocktails when you play Augusta? Our old friend who's played it a number of times, the former wide receiver, says there's a cocktail cart after the 9 green and before 10. That's it, right? Now, that's...
Do you think what she's wearing at Augusta, do they put her in one of those catty white jumpsuits?
No, I don't
think. Or do you think they...
I don't think they do any yet. I don't think they're...
Here's
in
my other question for you. Five of you golfing, how did that work?
So, it there were six of us, so it was three and three.
Okay, gotcha.
One guy is starting to play golf and has a lot of coin. Mm-hmm. He may have flown in his golf coach for the round with him as well.
Why wouldn't you? Right? Good for you, dude.
So, listen, sometimes capitalism is a beautiful thing. As I said, I have a very close buddy had a great life-changing moment, sold his company. And I said, dude, I'm going to do something for you that nobody could do. I'm going to spend your money in a manner that you just couldn't even imagine. And hence the weekend. Hence, I said, I got to start really playing a lot of golf because I'm about to. Listen, we have a couple of things to live by. The show, you do not need a beach house, a lake house. You don't need anything. You need a friend
who has
with a beach house and a lake house. It's That's much right. better. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure he's a close friend. 404-726-0929. A couple of those, you know, playing 18 in general, the best advice you could have. And has there ever been like a, listen, I'll tell you a situation that was the most debaucherous. I don't even know if you know this story, Bo. Back in the day when Atlanta was really living the strip club world to a different degree, right? That's when we, you know, our tourism was built around, you know, hey, you go to Atlanta, it's the king of the strip clubs and everything else, right? So that was just a part of the culture, which it's not anymore, by the way. Most of them shut down. There's only a few left. Old deal. The Pink Pony used to have a golf tournament for all their vendors and sponsors, and all the girls would be out there as well, playing the role of cart girl, and I use that term very judiciously, right? Or drink girls. They had to, wherever this course was, they had to find every single opening on the course where you could look onto the golf course, and they had to put banners to make it so nobody within 18 holes could look on there, because what was going on the golf course in the middle of like a random Monday afternoon, people were just like, they weren't even married, and they're like, I can't go back to that tournament because I felt I needed to shower. I now need to shower. Yeah, I needed to, when I leave the course, literally, I needed to sit on a steam room to get just the energy of that thing. And like, it was the wildest stuff back then. Like, hey, over on 12, there's a fence and there's a house. And if any of those kids see what's happening on the golf course, they're going to have to be, you know, they're going to be traumatized for life. Right. So they literally would go around the golf course and have to put up any.
How many years ago? What? Can you remember the year?
20 something.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Peachtree Country Club on in Brookhaven. Uh-huh. Right. The most famous golf course, one of them in America, mm-hmm. where you literally don't even know it exists because there's no area that you can look into Peachtree.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly
People
right.
are like, there's a golf course back there? Yeah. Half of the members are members of Augusta. Like, this is the same rules.
Don't even look at it unless you make seven figures. You're not allowed to look at it.
No, hold on. I would say you're not allowed to even gaze at Peachtree, right? Seven figures. They sneeze seven figures, those members, probably. But they did the same rules for this Pink Pony golf tournament for very different reasons. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Do you have any faith that last night is the start of the Braves starting to get things cooking? I mean, they were major favorites last night. Chris Sale starting is kind of an aberration right now for the Braves. Are we in a position to get on one of those runs and start to feel better of ourselves just based on the bats coming alive the way they did last night?
Can we just win two in a row? Let's just not ask too much. Grant Holmes, go do your thing. I think all of us are not all the optimists when it comes to the Braves. Like I mentioned before, we've had not one but two seven-game losing streaks, and it's June 10th.
Yeah.
That
so
does not happen.
We got the Tuesday, we got tonight at 7:40. Then we have the getaway game, which I hasten to say that the last getaway game we had was last Thursday. We all know about that one. This is at Milwaukee, 2:10 start on Wednesday. Then we're off, and then the Rockies, one of the all-time worst clubs in history, right, is rolling into town. If we could find a way to put a couple of W's together, mm-hmm. you got Colorado at home, and you got three games. We can get right back in. Then the Mets are in next week as well. I'm not even joking. You know me. I don't believe that any game is more that important at this time of the year. But I'm just telling you, if you could find a way to win a couple of games against Milwaukee, get a day off, and then you got the Rockies in town, then you could reel off five out of six with the Mets
Your
coming in.
Your mouth to God's ears. Right? I'm right there.
The
I'm
Mets
right there
coming
with
in
you.
Next week, Tuesday, yep. Wednesday, Thursday. Yep. So Ed in Atlanta. Eddie, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How are you, Steak?
Hey, buddy.
So the best piece of golf advice that I've ever had, and I got it from tour players. I caddied on the Korn Ferry Tour for a while, is 100% commitment to your shot. Whatever it is, a one-foot putt, a drive, a little wedge, a chip, you got to be 100% committed to what you're doing, or you will fail.
Does that mean your follow-through, you hang in there the entire way? Does that mean you just believe you have the right club in your hand mentally? You just always think, I got the right club for sure? Like, what does that mean?
All of it. It means visualizing the shot from the very beginning and then being committed to what you've visualized and what you've prepared to do.
So get out of your brain that maybe this wasn't what I was supposed to. Like, the entire process of that shot, never waver.
Exactly. Any indecision will kill it.
Yeah.
Including little last-second thoughts in your head, like you just said, do I have the right club?
Right. So you understand for me, I got five different pieces of advice the day before, going off of the guy I've been using. Every time I walked up to a shot, I was almost having a mental breakdown. I almost started to cry.
Yeah. That'll
serious.
Do it.
I was just that'll like...
And the other thing that's
golf sounds
completely
fun.
Related to it is if you think about the negative, it's more likely to happen.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, like your last second thought should not be, don't hit it in the water, because you're going to hit it in the water.
No,
your last second shot should be, I'm committed to the shot. I vision it going from my club face to the middle of the green.
My last second thought for the back nine was, where's the cart girl? Like, what? How did this happen? Right?
You can be committed to that thought, too, by the way. That works, too.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Thank you.
Fluid's good.
All right.
A shot can mean something different for people on the golf course. So
hey, we will play some three strikes.
I got a question to ask you about Kirk Cousins.
All right. I love to talk about Kirk Cousins because we're hoping it's the last time. Let's talk about people that are going to play for us, right? We hope on Sports Radio 929.
Ten o'clock hour brought to you by
Lemonade, fresh squeezed lemonade. Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
WiseGuysProWash.com, the very best, the very biggest. They're awesome. That's all I'm going to tell you. You get $70 off when you mention me. Our big game of the night, watch this. I'm going to change it up. I'm going to give the Braves some mojo because each time I say game of the night, it doesn't turn out well. We're going with the Atlanta Dream and the Indiana Fever tonight. Okay, thanks, John Foy.
Is Caitlin Clark playing?
She is not playing.
Huh.
But she's likely here. Like you said, she's probably shopping at Lenox.
Yeah, probably.
Popping into the Tory Burch store. There you go.
Hey, that softball game had a huge numbers, huh?
Largest ever, amen.
Texas Tech.
Yep.
In Texas, right?
2.4 million viewers. And get this, going up against NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, game two doubled them up. Stanley Cup playoffs game two Friday night had 1.2 million viewers.
Oh, man.
Women's College World Series game three, 2.4 million.
And Texas won?
Yeah.
Texas won, yeah. Najee Kennedy runs out of gas. First inning, she gives up five runs. That's to no avail because the pitcher put in to replace her in the second also gives up five runs. Texas coast from there, wins 10-4.
So think about if that was close, they probably would have had another easily.
They peaked at 2.7.
Yeah, and what inning was that?
Yeah.
Well, that was probably early.
I would imagine, because after Texas goes up 10, it's hard to come back from that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's not the way it goes. That's why Super Bowls are a lot on how that fourth quarter goes. If that game had been close, what an amazing run that was. The College World Series will be interesting. A lot of folks be rooting for Murray State. Did you see, anybody watch? Murray State and Duke last night, it's a one-run game in the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Ground ball to short. Murray State's trying to turn a double play. The kid on Duke absolutely looked like took the kid out, and it was interference, which means out at second, automatic out at first. They start celebrating.
That would end the game.
To end the game. They start celebrating. Mm-hmm. during an interference call, which was weird. Like, and then they go and they're like, I don't think we want to end this regional with it. Did you see the call? Oh, you coach. Did you see the call?
No, we actually had a game last night.
No.
Yeah.
So
I saw the call. Can comment because I have eyes. It was interference, and they should have called it. Two outs. Done. Game over. It didn't matter because they got the next out. But Murray State, if you want to just dabble right now, they are the long shot plus 100.
So what she's referring to is they reversed the call, which really was like, seemed like hometown cooking or whatever. You're right. And they go back on the field. So now they've already.
Literally, they should use that video for what is interference at second base. I'm not even kidding. It was so blatant.
Is that what the announcers are saying also?
I don't know. This announcer is saying it. So I don't know why you got to ask about other announcers because I have eyes and I saw it. So there. Go Murray State. Do you know where Murray State is even?
Murray, Kentucky.
Y'all, they have 9,500 students there. I hope they win the whole
thing. Murray State making it to Omaha is one of the best stories in college sport. This is, I'm looking at Twitter. This is their stadium. It holds 800 people.
Oh, yeah.
Their head coach, Dan Skirka, literally cuts the grass. It says, good for these guys. What a story.
Yeah, good for them is right. Good for
That's
you.
That's just amazing.
And as we said before to start the show, ever, there is not a repeat team from last year at all. All new teams in there. And I had to double check that, Bo, because LSU is there, but LSU didn't make it last year.
So they're
year,
the racers.
Yeah.
I'm just reading.
Yeah.
They'll need funds for this trip. Wouldn't it be great if the Kentucky racing community made a big donation to these racers? And if someone were to create a give, send, go for them, whatever that is. I'll say this. They got a lot of money at Duke. They may want to invest in their stadium. Did you see that? That looked like. Someone's like, Duke Stadium didn't look a lot better than Murray State's. They have nothing in the outfield. They have no stands.
Right.
Did you see Duke's field at all, Bo?
I did, yeah.
Dude, are you kidding me? Like, the SEC has gone completely hell-bent on their stadiums now. They're friggin' amazing. That Duke Stadium, I promise you, I always use Buford as an example or whatever. You've seen some great fields, right? What's the best high school fields around here?
Oh, Buford. Buford looks like a college campus.
So it's a lot nicer than that Duke deal. Well, Duke's done in baseball, though, is impressive, but they're done.
How about John Morant just stroke a check, who went to Murray State?
Oh, wow.
There you go.
All right.
Sorry, John, your money.
Here's our three strikes.
And then I do have to ask you a question about Kirk Cousins.
Okay, so let me do this.
All right.
And then we can do that. We can do this and that. Words to live by when it goes to playing a round of golf. Words to live by could be tips for, you know, when you try to make shots. Could be the 18 holes. Could be pre or post. But words to live by when it comes to golf. A restaurant that is as famous as anything in that city. A restaurant. So, for instance, I was at a restaurant yesterday, a place called Southern Soul Barbecue on St. Simon. I put it up on social, and people are just like. That's the first thing you do when you get to St. Simon. It's like a absolute, part of the fabric of the town. If you go to Austin, Austin's an amazing town. But for a long time, Franklin Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
where people wait over 2 hours, mm-hmm. you get in line at 8 a.m.
And then they just run out of food.
They run out of brisket.
That's
it's
right.
over.
That's right.
So if you go to Indianapolis, because it's not that interesting a town, all they talk about is St. Elmo's,
mm-hmm.
right? The steakhouse, which is very overrated if you're in Atlanta. You got bones and chops and all that. It's got the shrimp cocktail. Do you know all
this?
It's
got the spicy.
What?
Are you asking me if I know this?
Sorry.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
That spicy ketchup and those shrimp cocktails are the best in the world.
But the steakhouse is nothing that special, I don't think. But it's also like the most, you're like, hey, what are you doing to go to Indy? Yeah. Go to St. Elmo's.
It's like Burns in Tampa,
yeah.
right?
But is it more famous than the city? I would say there's not much, whatever. Take it for what it is. And finally, the richest friend you have, how did it happen or what's their business? Think about the most wealthy friend you have and think about how did that happen. It could be granddaddy was a really good place. How did it happen? So what was the business?
Mm-hmm.
It's always fascinating to find out. Like the most, I've heard this advice more and more now, pick the most boring business and just trying to make a lot of money at it. Like all these service industries now that all private equity is buying, pool cleaners, landscapers, window, garage door, all these guys, private equity, like those stuff you say, oh, that's not sexy. Or just like, guy, you know those little pucks in urinals, dudes, those little plastic things? Somebody became a billionaire. That's all they did. They're like, yeah, we supply urinals with those plastic little pucks, and we're number one in the world at it. It's like, well, I host a show on radio, and I make one millionth of what you did. So how about that? Like, dude, I walk into a deli in Atlanta, and there's a good chance somebody's going to buy me a bagel. So you think you're – no. I know you have a boat and a yacht and all that, and you did urinals, but listen what I do, right? Right? Like, I can literally –
oh, that is so funny.
I get recognized in where is it? Brunswick? That's the town next
nice.
To St. Simon.
Big in Brunswick.
404-726-0929. Words to live by when it comes to golf. A restaurant that's as famous as anything in the city. And the richest friend you have, how did that happen? 404-726-0929. I'm going to take a page out of the Rusty Manziel playbook. He likes to go longer on three strikes. Not
can
rush
I
it.
Can I please ask
yes.
about
yeah.
Kirk
yeah.
Cousins?
Fill up the
I don't
phone
know
lines.
If you guys know this. So Kirk Cousins is showing up today. If he wouldn't have shown up today, his pay cut, his fine would be roughly around $53,000 for the 3 days, okay? Do you know for the second year in a row, Lamar Jackson has forfeited $750,000 for not participating in at least 80% of his OTAs? Second year in a row, he raises his hands and he says, I'm not doing it. For the second year in a row,
yeah,
$750,000.
Yeah.
So would you have been okay if Kirk Cousins didn't show up for this mandatory camp? Are we okay with that?
No. No. I mean, you've been treated incredibly fairly. You've been paid well. You got benched because you were really, really bad.
What if he says, you know what, I kind of in a distraction right now. I'm just going to sit this one out. It'll cost me $50,000.
You know, I wouldn't be really angry about it, but I wouldn't say that's okay. I'd say like, dude, you know, be a good employee. Falcons treated you well. That's $50,000, nothing to sneeze at. Just show up for 3 days. Do your job. That's what I would say.
But and Wes Durham said he's not going to speak to the media. And I was thinking, wow.
Well, Falcons won't make him available. I don't know that if they can't walk him in the locker room, but yeah.
But he's a grown A man. He could say he would handle it perfectly, I guarantee it.
Yeah. What's he going to be angry about? Like,
right.
You were paid well. You got benched, not because Michael Penix came in and they were just like, you're playing well, but we need to play our rookie. They didn't want to play their rookie.
Right.
So right or wrong, they didn't want to play their rookie. But fill the phone lines up. I mean, these are three questions. 404-726-0929. Like, what is there to be, like, controversial or angry? You're an older quarterback. You were injured or not injured.
I just don't understand why either the Falcons are not letting him or he said, I'm not talking. I don't understand why he's not available.
I don't think that's what Wes said. I think he's saying you're not going to hear much from him. Wes is off on vacation. I don't think he knows one way or another. Okay. My point is they're like, they're going to call 10 guys to the podium over the course of 3 days. He definitely won't be one of them, rightfully so. Now, if you watch.
I can't believe you're saying rightfully so. He's the biggest story at Falcons camp.
No,
Michael
Penix is the biggest story.
Turn on a TV in the studio, not one of them has Michael Penix on there. It's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
and I understand
that's a major distraction. What's there to talk to him about? You're a backup quarterback. That's all I'm saying. We just have agreed to disagree.
Okay.
I don't want to hear from Kirk Cousins, right? I think Kirk Cousins, one of my buy or sells was he wins a game in the NFL this year for somebody. Buy or sell. You had to bet $500.
Buy.
You think it's going to be the Falcons?
No.
Okay. I think either way,
I think that every single day his stock goes up as we approach the season because there's somebody that's going to get hurt and they're going to overpay and overgive.
I don't think they're going to overpay. I think they're going to pay the right thing.
They're going to pay more than they would today.
Right.
That more on the offseason.
Yes.
Every day his stock is going up.
I like having a good backup quarterback. I think that's a great thing for a team. Hoover, let's do our stuff. Hoover and Decatur, words to live by when it comes to golf.
You can't kill it. It's already dead.
A retreat, a restaurant that's as famous as anything in a city.
It's down south in Van Alstyne, Top Corral Hamburgers.
The richest friend you have, how'd that happen?
His name is Kevin. He's self-made. He does like heavy industrial equipment, yeah, and every time we go to play golf and stuff, he takes care of the tab and everything. So he really looks out.
That's nice. Thanks,
buddy. Go, Kevin.
Hey, George, words to live by when it comes to golf. Are you there, George?
George.
Is he gone, Bo?
Oh, I miss you, George.
Damn, bro. We should have had this go much longer. I'm gonna bring.
I blame
some,
myself.
I'm gonna bring some of this. No, it's not. I'm gonna bring some of it up with Rusty. Rusty's here tomorrow. Thanks, Caleb. Thanks, Bo. Sandy, I'll see you Thursday, Friday.
I sure will. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day. Bye.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters: love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.